Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Lacey, Brother and Sister, Herbert and Lillian. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. March 16, 1897. Previously unpublished. Dear Brother Herbert and Sister Lillian Lacey, we thank the Lord that He is your restorer. Satan is the destroyer, but Christ is your restorer. You are not to worry now, but rest peacefully in God, who is your heavenly Father. The Lord is good. He loves you in your weakness and helplessness. We feel of good courage. One building is completed, and it is very pleasant and nice. The second building is growing. The frame is up, and the basement is nicely bricked in, that the fruit and vegetables might be kept cool. Brother and Sister Haskell are to take right hold at the commencement of the school. He is to be Bible teacher. You need not worry one bit. Sister Haskell has been a school teacher for 10 years and carries her diploma from the state of California. You shall have a season to get fully well. I am sorry I have not told you before that I had made arrangements to take your debt in America off your hands. I certainly shall not accept one penny of that which you owe me, and you will not have any part of this debt to worry over. So all you must do is just to get well. Tomorrow, Sister Haskell, with good, strong helpers, goes into the loft to see that all the furniture is put in good order. All will be fitted up. You know I took upon myself the responsibility of raising the dining room and kitchen another story. This will give sleeping room for the students and allow us to use part of the second story for a hall in which we can assemble to worship God. This is a right investment, and although the building is not finished, it is enclosed and will be ready for use at the appointed time. We want now the peace of perfect trust in God, the peace of God that passeth understanding. Philippians 4, verse 7. The heavenly intelligences will be our assistants in the school, for the teachers will be laborers together with God. If every worker will trust in Jesus as his efficiency, he will feel the soothing influence of the words, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." Psalm 23, verse 1, 2. The Lord Jesus saith unto you, "My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you." John 14, verse 27. Let the knowledge of the love of Christ for you make you peaceful and happy. We shall not be guilty of allowing you to work so hard again. You worked too much here in Currumbong, but we shall watch you after this. Jesus, your elder brother, loves you. He understands your every weakness. He needs you as his human co-laborer. You are not alone in your room for one moment, for you have the guardianship of heavenly angels. The knowledge of the tender sympathy of one who knows just how to apply the healing balm must give you a sense of security. When this weakness shall have passed away and your health is restored, we shall be so thankful for his tender, pitiful love. I know that the knowledge of his pardon gladdens your heart. You have given your heart to Jesus and made a covenant with him by the surrender and sacrifice of all you have and are, and the Lord Jesus has come into you. He looks lovingly upon you. You have an earnest longing to please your divine friend. You are a member of the Lord's family, in which he has the deepest interest, and what a joy it has been to you, and will be, to help the cause that Christ is helping. He the divine, you the human agent. Every day you can find something to do for the Master. Even now you are doing his will and just resting in his dear arms. It will be time enough for you to work for him, in whose service you delight in laboring for the people for whom Christ has died, when the Holy Spirit shall imbue you with his strength. He will comfort you in his love. We are all to try to do our duty where we are. If in sickness, we must not repine, for we are in the Lord's hands. He is working for our good, even in suffering and weakness. God desires you to look unto Jesus. He is your spiritual efficiency, and his grace is working within you to perfect his image in you both. The Lord is developing his own spirit in you, and his heavenly grace will increase your capacity to work with Jesus. You can both say, "I have trusted him. Thou hast set my feet in a large place." Psalm 31, verse 8. When we walk in the freedom of heavenly light, there will be a wide space for all our renewed energies to do service unto God. What sweet relief when tired and weary and heavy laden to hear the melody of the voice of Him who gave His life for us, saying, Come unto me. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11, verse 28. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8, verse 12. I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John 6, verse 35. We may see Jesus presented in the gospel, and our faith may lay hold of him as our personal Savior, the object of our Lord and our imitation. What a welcome he has for us all! We need only to touch the hem of his garment, and his virtue gushes forth in response. Who touched me? I can see that virtue hath gone out of me. Luke 8, verse 45-46. You, Herbert, may clasp his hand. Thank God, a refuge is provided for you, into which you may run and be safe. In personal trust in Jesus Christ, in laying all your burdens at his feet, you will have peace with God and be one with Christ. Thank God that Jesus is so precious, the one altogether lovely, the chiefest among 10,000, the Son of Righteousness, who will arise with healing in his wings. Malachi 4, verse 2. In love and faith.